Books of the Bible. Exodus is a story of God saving his people from oppression and giving them an identity and an inheritance. God gives Moses the Ten Commandments, which begin with the statement, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Good deeds have always been a response to God's saving work, not a means of earning salvation. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Well, hello! Who are you?
My name is Dr. Andrew Walker.
Dr. Andrew Walker, where exactly do you serve?
And I serve as an associate professor of Christian ethics and public theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary here in Louisville, Kentucky.
That's a lot. And this is Wretched Radio. Dr. Andrew Walker, he's going to be in town next week delivering 10 lectures on Christian ethics. Please consider joining us. If you are near Atlanta, it is a small studio audience. It's two evenings, Wednesday and Thursday night. He's going to deliver 10 lectures on Christian ethics. Why Dr. Andrew Walker? Glad you asked, because he's one of our new fellows. This ministry is changing. It's expanding. It is growing. And we are adding more voices. And wow, Dr. Andrew Walker has a voice. Rock solid and really agitatingly smart. You can join us wretched.org/ethics, wretched.org/ethics. As long as I was using an Andrew Walker sound file, let me just push play again. Listen to this guy's tone. You need to understand he has very strong opinions. He's not a reed that gets bent in the wind. He has very firm convictions, and yet tonally.
And I'm very excited about playing a role with the GPM fellows. My area of contribution will be in that field of Christian ethics. And you might be wondering, what is Christian ethics? And the simplest definition that I like to offer is Christian ethics is really applied theology, where we're seeking to take the biblical worldview, biblical theology, and to apply that in every area of our life.
That is a theme of our expansion, that theology is not visited or consulted. It's incorporated into everything.
And we're living in a time right now where we need more Christian ethics, not less. I like to tell my students that the scandal of Christian ethics is that Christians propose to announce that we have a definitive, clear, and authoritative ethic, that it's not subjective, it's not relativistic, it's not an ethic that says you do you or live your truth. It is an ethic grounded on the fact that God has revealed who he is in his word, and what he demands of us and how we live our lives in conformity with his moral law.
Amen to that.
A moral law that is always for our good and always for his glory as well.
Now, I could stop playing that Andrew Walker clip from our YouTube video announcing our new fellows that are joining us here at the ministry, but then I wouldn't have a segue.
And what's interesting right now is that we're living at a time where even some non-Christians like Elon Musk and Joe Rogan are kind of accidentally saying out loud what can't be said, that without something like Christianity in the public square, society is just going to kind of careen off a postmodern cliff.
Indeed, many people are starting to talk like that, not the least of which would be Joe Rogan. Hey, what a providential coincidence. I happen to have a folder that's labeled Rogan Carlson. Jimmy, this was maybe a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Joe Rogan he's experiencing natural law. He's seeing how things are operating. I suspect this podcaster, commentator, MMA fighter didn't think about why the world is the way that it is until it started to change so radically. And even a convictional non-believer like Joe Rogan has had to look out and go, Wait, what? You can't, wait, huh? That doesn't make sense. Because there are so many things that don't make sense. And there's a reason for that. It's called natural law. I sometimes call it God's metaphysical spiritual laws baked into the fabric of the universe, where we just know certain things should be the way that they are, or they shouldn't be the way that they are. We kind of just get it. And Joe Rogan has changed. He's seen what liberalism has produced. He doesn't like what he sees. So he has been inviting Christians in to talk about Christianity. A couple of weeks ago, he had in Tucker Carlson. The conversation, man, went a little something like this.
So if you take artificial sentient intelligence, and it has this super accelerated path of technological evolution, and you give artificial general intelligence, sentient artificial intelligence, far beyond human beings, you give it 1,000 years alone to make better and better versions of itself, where does that go? That goes to a God. It literally can create universes.
But what kind of God? So like, I think of it this way. So the first stage of the Industrial Revolution consisted of people building machines that were stronger than the human body.
Right.
Right? So the steam-powered loom.
Sure.
The backhoe.
Combustion engine.
They replace muscles.
Right.
Right. So that's what the machine does. It becomes stronger than the human body. The second stage, which we're in the middle of, consists of creating machines that are more powerful than the human mind. That's what computing is. And I would say AI or supercomputing is just that exponentially.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it a god in the sense that the machine, however powerful it is, any more than a backhoe is a god, mm-hmm. because it can dig a trench faster than 100 men. It is still something that people created. So the story hasn't really changed. At the center of the story are people, and their creative power may lead to unintended consequences, but the machines that they build did not make the universe and did not make people. People made the machines.
Are there dangers in artificial intelligence? Yeah, that's certain. But that doesn't mean we have to be afraid. It doesn't mean that they have to rule us. It doesn't mean that they have to become God. Now, what's the difference between an intelligence system that has amassed all of the information that is known on the internet? What is wrong with calling that God? There's a number of problems. Number one, it's not alive. God is a living being. Second of all, anything that it determines is a moral, is a conclusion. God determines what is moral. That is a very big distinction. And finally, I would say this to the people who are terrified that AI could become a God. It is a limited knowledge. They just don't know all things. God knows everything. He knows how many little tiny hairs are on the back of a flea that is on the back of a black cat in Tibet. Everything. It even goes molecular. God knows everything. And not only does God know everything, and we want to be careful of this because we don't want to go all Greg Boydian, He also knows what is possible. He knows what the different outcomes could have been, but he has predetermined what they are going to be. So he knows the future, but he also knows all of the possibilities. It doesn't mean that God responds. That's open theism. That is anathema. But I'm saying that God does know what he could have done this, he could have done this, he could have done this, he could have done that. He knows all of those things. A computer is never going to know those things. Never is going to be able to put all of that together. So it can still be a tool. But I find it fascinating that Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson move from artificial intelligence into a conversation about God. And Joe Rogan, he's thinking deeper, and he's not the only one. I think Jordan Peterson has perhaps made a greater progression. Doesn't seem like he's a believer yet, But he's one of those guys who is going, this is what we are seeing is so broken. There's got to be another explanation. And they're starting to turn toward Christianity.
But I would say the part I agree with is there's a spiritual component here for sure. People will worship AI as a god. AI, Ted Kaczynski was likely right, will get away from us. We will be controlled by the thing that we made. All those are bad. Like, that's just bad. And we need to say unequivocally, it's bad. It's bad to be controlled by machines.
Nah, don't know what that looks like exactly. It can run a lot of stuff. It's going to put a ton of people out of work. But it's, I don't think it's ever going to run a human being. I just saw some, I don't know if it was a commercial or some show, but they said something like the human brain is more complex than the entire universe. You AI can't build an entire universe, and your brain is more complex. Why? Because God designed it. I'm not terrified of AI. I think it has all kinds of intrinsic problems that need to be considered ethically, which will be another one of the subjects that Dr. Andrew Walker, look at this full circle, that Dr. Andrew Walker discusses as a part of really our relaunch as a ministry. And he's going to be joining us in studio next week. If you can join us in Atlanta, visit wretched.org/ethics, and you can join us in studio. And it's going to be like drinking from a fire hose. This is Wretched Radio. Who will speak for those who are staggering to the slaughter? Seems like right now would be a good time to encourage you to support Preborn Ministries. They're in it. It's a little complex out there with the internet and ordering pills. They're in the game. They're working hard to save babies and save mommies and daddies with the gospel. So if you are energized about life, that's something you can do. You can support Preborn. They provide free ultrasounds despite the accusations of all pro-life clinics. They are holistic. They do care about the mommy too. And they care for the family and they provide training. And it is literally a way that if you have the means, you can be saving a life. Amazing ministry. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
Attention all Christians who refuse to be silenced. Are you tired of seeing culture crumble before your eyes? Picture this. Later this year, 8 brilliant minds, each a powerhouse in their field, will be coming on board and joining forces with us here at Gospel Partners Media, and we're creating a Christian version of the Daily Wire. We'll be tackling tough topics by writing articles, creating resources and homeschool curriculums, video resources, podcasts, and a lot more. These gentlemen will be your guides in navigating this upside down, brave new world we're living in. But we need your help to make this vision a reality. If you'll join our $250,000 match campaign right now, you can be part of this exciting new chapter. Every dollar you give will be matched up to $250,000. Just visit wretched.org/fellows right now to learn more about the initiative and each of the 8 brilliant minds that will be joining us. That's wretched.org/fellows.
You're familiar with the Tomorrow Club's outstanding ministry. Oh, what a testimony. Eastern Europe, Africa, poor, poor, poor places. The Tomorrow Clubs go in. They assemble the kids every week, preach the gospel, have them memorize the Bible, sing songs, love on them, give them some treats. It has been an outstanding ministry for over 20 years, and it's growing like a nobody's business, and it is a testimony to their faithfulness that over 50% of the Tomorrow Club volunteer leaders were Tomorrow Club kid attendees. Now they, in their villages, are teaching the kids the gospel as volunteers for the Tomorrow Clubs. I got to tell you, that is a testimony. If you love supporting evangelistic ministries that are faithful, that actually preach repentance and faith, it's an outstanding ministry. If you can support it, would commend them to you by visiting tomorrowclubs.org/wretched, tomorrowclubs.org/wretched.
Attributes of God. The Bible tells us of God's goodness. God does not measure up to an external standard of goodness. He is the standard. Because everything God does is, by definition, good, We can trust that God will do what is right in every situation. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
A brave new world requires a brave new response. This is Wretched Radio. Dr. Andrew Walker, ethics professor at Southern Sem, joining us in studio next week to discuss Christian ethics, 10 lectures, how to formulate Christian responses to our brave new world issues. You can register. Better make it snappy. Don't have a lot of chairs. Wretched.org/ethics, and you can join us as he discusses, among other things, artificial intelligence, because it's a thing. And it appears that we Christians haven't been giving it enough thought. Now, granted, it is a new development, advancement, presumably, of humankind. But we should be the ones who lead these conversations. We should be the ones who say, hold on, there are some ethical problems with unbridled AI. Tucker Carlson entered the Joe Rogan studio a couple of weeks ago, and I have to confess, increasingly, I'm finding Tucker Carlson more interesting. I always thought he was a rather pleasant chap, but it seems he's thinking deeper and bigger and broader. And he's making advancements in his Christian understanding. So he's claiming to be a Christian. I think he still says he's an Episcopalian. Well, that ain't good. But I heard him being interviewed on a program, and he said, increasingly, I just don't think all of this is random. And increasingly, I think that this is ordered and controlled. So I guess I'm becoming a Calvinist. And I went, okay. He understands that there's a Calvinism, Arminianism, Roman Catholic, Protestant. And one of the subjects that I find him to be most compelling about is the subject of human advancement, specifically in the realm of technology. And he has probably been the loudest voice to say, hold on, let's stop. Before we let machines rule us, we need to think this thing through.
Well, if God creates everything, what? If God created the universe and God creates people, God probably creates a process. And
no, ex nihilo, out of nothing, which is a reminder that God is more powerful than any artificial intelligence. Was just reading a new book on the ascension, haven't gotten far enough into it. But the ascension of Jesus Christ is regularly, when the subject happens to be brought up, it's mocked. Wait a second. Man standing there, bunch of guys worshiping him, and then he just floats up into the air and he's consumed by the clouds? Ridiculous. Why do they think that's ridiculous? Well, we don't have a scale. Because I think that if you don't have any sort of understanding that God created the universe out of nothing, then something like a man, if you will, levitating or rising in the air, defying gravity, that's crazy. Not if God created the universe out of nothing. That's nothing. Nothing. Walking on water. How ridiculous. He created the water and all the fishies therein. He's the one that did all of this. It is not far-fetched that Jesus Christ ascended into heaven. But I think the reason that people find the miracles throughout the last 100 years is because of Darwinian evolution. They believe just, oh, we don't need to deal with the God who created ex nihilo. Okay, we've got a manageable God who has a process. Wrong.
We think that we are very important because we are very important to us.
But no, we observe. We are important. What species besides human beings is running the place? Even comes close.
Are we very important in the universal sense? Not really. Like if the Earth just imploded and disappeared, if the sun went supernova and our whole solar system was blown to bits, the universe still exists.
It depends how wide you're, for sure. In our in the end, as Conan O'Brien, the famous philosopher, once said, every grave goes unvisited, which is true. And that's an important perspective. Pull out the lens a little bit. Mm-hmm. Does it really matter? No, it doesn't.
Well, yes and no, because it does matter in God's economy, in the textbooks. that will not be burned up, the ones that contain the deeds of human beings, both good and evil, they're recorded forever. So they do have eternal significance, but only because there is a God who created everything ex nihilo.
But it does matter.
Do
it
your
does
kids, matter how about to us. This? Do your children matter?
Yes, sure.
Do their lives matter? For Would us, you die for them?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Yes,
everything matters. If you're not comfortable, exactly. It matters. If you're sitting here like you don't want to wear headphones, like let's not wear headphones. That matters. Everything matters. I mean, at scale.
But what matters most, like...
Right, that is the evil, right? The evil is it's the same thing as saying the necessary evil of dropping nuclear bombs on civilians is if you don't do that, then there'll be more evil.
Without a compass, conversations like this are going to kind of go sidewindering. That's right, sidewindering. Joe Rogan needs a compass. He's seeing what is happening in society and he knows that ain't aiming in the right direction. This needs to be reconsidered. The conversation with Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, continuing.
Imagining your God, you have unlimited power and you have omniscience. You can imagine what the future is going to be. You can't. You're a person. Like you can't even make your wife happy.
Right.
Like the limits of your power are really obvious. The limits of your wisdom, same. So like, don't jump into big things whose outcomes you can't predict with certainty. Like you can't know. Go in with humility. I guess that's what I'm saying.
If
before Joe Rogan responds, he's talking again about artificial intelligence. You get into fights at home, but you say, let's just unleash AI and let it fly. We'll keep it under control. You can't even handle the small things. How are you going to handle the big things?
Evolution is real. And if there is this constant,
hello,
but it's
hello.
Visible. Like you can measure it in certain animals.
You can measure adaptation.
Yeah,
but there's no evidence that in fact, I think we've kind of given up on the idea of evolution. The theory of evolution, as articulated by Darwin, is like kind of not true.
Hmm. So my understanding about Tucker Carlson is that he lives in upstate New York in the woods, very small town. If you've ever wondered, probably haven't, but if you've ever wondered, does he ever travel? I think the answer to that is obvious. He's clearly been to Kentucky and the Creation Museum. He's talking like the Ken Ham here.
In what sense?
Well, in the most basic sense, the idea that, you know, all life emerged from a single cell organism and over time, and there would be a fossil record of that, and there's not. And
there's not a fossil record of transitionary species, like species that are adapting to its environment.
There's tons of record of adaptation, and you see it in your own life. I mean, I have a lot of dogs. I see adaptation in dogs, you know, through the...
Sure.
Litter to litter. But no, there's no evidence at all that... None, zero.
Wow.
That, you know, people... you know, evolve seamlessly from a single cell amoeba. No, there's not. There's not. There's no chain in the fossil record of that at all. And that's why you don't actually hear people, you hear them make reference to evolution because the theory of adaptation is clearly, obviously true. But Darwin's theory's totally, that's why it's still a theory almost 200 years later, you know. We have not found that at
all. Wow. Wonder if he also went to the Ark Encounter. I can live with the word evolution as long as you slap micro in front of it, which is another way of saying adaptation. There is zero evidence of macro evolution. Well done, Tucker. You should see the look on Joe Rogan's face.
And I have my own theories on it, but they're not proven.
What are your theories?
God created people, you know, distinctly, and animals. I mean, I think that's like, I think what every person on Earth thought until the mid-19th century, actually.
Right.
But it's not a new idea.
I think Tucker Carlson might actually be possessed by Steve Lawson. I cannot state that definitively, but it sounded like it.
They didn't have computers. They didn't have a general understanding that we have today of the process.
Do you think we understand more now?
Yes.
Really?
You don't think that we understand more today?
We understand way less. We understand so little that...
There's a category problem here. Having data, having information... That's not the same as knowing more in a sense of wisdom. Even philosophically, have we really advanced?
We're actually sitting here allowing like a bunch of greedy, stupid, childless software engineers in Northern California to like flirt with the extinction of mankind. So no previous generations would be like, what? No, stop.
And I don't know that we need to stop, but we should put the brakes on some of these things, shouldn't we? Look at the cell phone. There were probably a few voices going, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. You're putting a computer into a device my kid can tote around and access virtually anything good, bad, or evil? There were a few voices, but not many. So we want to start being a louder voice. And that is what we are building here at this ministry. Dr. Andrew Walker is going to be one of those voices. Imagine how he'd engage with Joe Rogan. Well, you can engage with Dr. Walker if you join us next week in studio. It's free. He's going to be delivering 10 lectures on Christian ethics on Wednesday and Thursday night. And you can register to Dimension. It's for free at wretched.org/ethics. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.